Good morning. Good to see you this morning. Happy that you're here. For the past 4 weeks, we have been in this series of lessons where we've been looking at key concepts that lie at the heart of the Christian faith. We're calling this series, We Believe. And we've seen so far these four ideas. First of all, we believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. Secondly, we believe in Jesus the Son, the one and only way to the Father. Thirdly, we believe in the Holy Spirit. He is the power and force for real life change. And then fourthly, last week we believe in God's big family and the unity worldwide of all believers who embrace the teachings of Jesus Christ. Today we look at a fourth concept, a key concept that lies at the heart of what we believe as Christians, and that is the resurrection and eternal life, the disciples' destination. It is with great anticipation that you and I long for our eternal home because through this life we face many bitter winters. But we know it will always be springtime in heaven. The passage upon which the teaching is based today is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. I'll be reading that from the New Living Translation this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body, made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing, for we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we're not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident that we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we're here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil that we have done in this earthly body. This is God's Word. When you and I are young and healthy, we think we're going to live forever. In our arrogance, we start building permanent lives right here. We pour out our blood and our sweat into education, into starting careers, in making money, buying homes, taking vacations, having kids, starting a family, constructing our comfortable little kingdoms. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking. The sand is pouring through the hourglass. Time and chance and failing health will catch up with every one of us. And when the pale face of disease looks you in the eye, when the waves of nausea come crashing against you, when the stabbing pain of the aches of life inflicts your body, it's in that moment that you will finally realize that you've been living in a tent this whole time. You see, you and me, these lives we're living right now, we're just living in tents. It's like we're on an extended camping trip. And most of us know what it's like to go camping. I think most of us living in this area of Tennessee know full well what it's like to go to a campground and go spend time in the mountains and to be around a campfire. But when you go camping, particularly if it's an extended stay or rugged camping, there's no shower, many times only a porta potty to use the restroom in, a campfire to cook your food over. In the most rugged of camping, it's the sun that's beating down on you all day, the dirt and the grime that covers your skin. But then you go home. Oh, the glorious feeling of a hot shower after a long camping trip. Oh, the feeling of putting on clean, fresh pajamas and falling into your own bed of freshly laundered sheets. There's nothing like a restful night's sleep after returning from a long camping trip. Don't you see that that's what you and I are doing even as we speak? Your life and mine too. We're on a 70 or 80 year long camping trip. For some of us, it may be far shorter. And suddenly one day the call will come for us to break camp. And the earthly tent of your body will be taken down and folded up. The campfire extinguished. And it'll be time for you to go home. If we're not careful, each one of us can become overly attached to the campsite. How silly it is to want to stay in a tent when there's a hot shower and a warm bed awaiting you. As followers of Jesus Christ, we believe that there is a house in heaven made by God Himself. Amen? And it's awaiting us. For those of you that know far better than I the weariness of repeated illness, of chronic pain, of overwhelming sadness, you know what it's like to long for that fresh pair of clothes. The home we long for is a whole new body. You see, these physical bodies that we inhabit are tents that we live in while passing through the sojourn of this world. But the permanent dwelling that God is even right now preparing for you and me is a whole new body, a heavenly body. We will be given updated models. You see, your current body is prone to sickness and disease and death. But all of that will be swallowed up by life. If you're a baptized believer in Jesus, the seed of eternal life has already now been planted within you as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit Himself. You see, all life flows from the Spirit. He is a life-giving Spirit. He is the giver and the renewer of all life. And even now, that seed is beginning to germinate in you if you are a Christian. When your body is sown in the dust, that life-giving seed will sprout forth of the Spirit and will emerge as a newly formed body. We will be raised to strength in our spiritual bodies. We will be raised with bodies designed to live forever. We will not be disembodied spirits like ghosts hovering over the plain or mists that are just existing in heaven. You see, our souls will not be naked. We will be clothed with new bodies. This is what we believe as Christians, in the resurrection of the body. clothed with new bodies, will enter into an eternal existence in the new heavens and the new earth. And it's there in the presence of God that there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. There'll be no more heart disease or diabetes or asthma or arthritis or cancer. You see, all of these things will be gone forever because all things will be made new. And it's there that you and I will see like we've never seen before. The scales of our eyes will fall off and our eyes will be opened and we will finally clearly see. We'll see our Lord Jesus as He truly is. And we will be made like Him. And our weak bodies will be changed into glorious bodies like His very own. And there the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. We will appear like Jesus in His glorious splendor. In the glorious light of God, there will no longer be any cold, bitter winters, because it's always springtime in heaven. Because it's there that our inheritance awaits us, God's never-ending love, where His mercies are always new. As Christians, we believe in the resurrection, being raised into vibrant new bodies, and we'll be raised into strength. Having waited upon the Lord, we will find that our strength is renewed, and we will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and we won't get weary. We will walk and not faint. Because it's there in that place of resurrection and eternal life, in the wide open spaces of the new heaven and new earth, we will catch fish in the river of life. We will build houses and dwell in them and plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Each one of us will have our own dwelling place, tailor-made for us in the Father's house by Jesus Christ Himself. You and I will be filled with delight day after day, as we continually rejoice in God's presence. We will enjoy eternal pleasures in the joy of God's presence. God has prepared this for you. And He wants you to come and be at home with Him forever. We believe in resurrection to eternal life. This is the disciples' destination. And so you and I, we must make it our goal to please Him. Because one day, you and me, we'll have our tents folded up for the last time. And we will find ourselves standing before Jesus Christ to be judged. And we will receive whatever we deserve for the good or the evil that we've done in this earthly body. And when you and I come before Christ, we will be ushered into eternal life if we are His followers, because we've believed in the Son, and we'll enter into eternal life having embraced Him. You see, those that listen to Jesus' message and believe in Him will never be condemned for their sins, because they have already passed from death into life. This is why God gave His own one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. So to pass into eternal life, you must be born again. The Holy Spirit Himself gives birth to spiritual life, and to enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born of water and the Spirit. It is in baptism that God gifts us the presence of His very own Spirit to reside within. And as the Spirit resides in you and me, it is God's Spirit that is a guarantee that He will give us the inheritance that He has promised. You see, friends, we as Christians, we believe that this inheritance awaits us as Christians. The inheritance of resurrection and eternal life. And so let us as Christians and Christians everywhere shout with a united chorus the words of 1 Peter 1:3-6. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. This morning, do you need to be born again of water and the Spirit? If we can help you to come and believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth, of Jesus Christ the Son, the one and only way to Him. Believe in the Holy Spirit, the one that can provide real change for your life and empower you to live for God. Won't you come and be a part of God's big family? The unity of believers the world over that call upon His name. Won't you come and enjoy the inheritance that awaits you of the promise of resurrection and eternal life? If we can help you in your obedience to Jesus, if you're ready to come to Him and embrace His life into your own and be joined with Christ in repentance and baptism, or perhaps you need prayers of the shepherds of this flock, there'll be one down front and some privately in the library you can meet with. If we can help you in any way, come to Jesus as we stand and as we sing.